Nolte, CNN's fourth quarter primetime viewership collapses 73% to just 642K. By John Nolte on January 5, 2022. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that promotes conspiracy theories and encourages political violence, lost 73% of its primetime viewers in the fourth quarter of 2021. That's not a typo. KNLAL is down 73%. TV Newser. CNN saw more declines than its cable news counterparts. The network averaged 492,000 total viewers across the 24-hour daytime period. Total day, in Q4 21, which places it at number 6 on basic cable. The 492,000 is minus 18% from what the network averaged in Q3 21 and minus 67% from the Q4 of 20. CNN also averaged 642,000 total viewers in primetime, placing it at number 16. The 642,000 average is minus 22% from Q3 21, and minus 73% from Q4 of 20, which had been a phenomenal quarter for the network featuring a presidential election campaign. Emphasis added. Compared to quarter 4 of last year, Fox News lost only 21% of its total day viewers and 37% of total primetime viewers. MSNBC lost 53% of its total day viewers and 53% of its total primetime viewers. You expect a decline of some kind. After all, during the fourth quarter of last year, there was a presidential election. But CNN's collapse of 67% of total day viewers and 73% of primetime viewers is nothing short of, well, glorious. CNN sucks and their slow death brings great joy to my life. CNN's collapse is even more striking when you look at the raw numbers. Q4 total day, total viewers / 25 to 54 age demo viewers. Fox News, 1,444,237,000. MSNBC, 672,000, 77,000. CNN, 492,000, 103,000. Q4 primetime, total viewers / 25 to 54 age demo viewers. Fox News, 2.366 million, 366,000. MSNBC, 1.163 million, 138,000. CNN, 642,000, 138,000. These numbers are almost too good to be true. CNN is averaging only 642,000 during primetime. That is pure karma for this bigoted hate outlet, this despicable dumpster fire of lies and conspiracy theories. In total primetime viewers, and in all of cable TV, Fox News landed in second place, behind only ESPN. MSNBC landed in fourth place. CNN, however, dropped to 16th place. In the 25 to 54 primetime age demo, CNN and MSNBC both collapsed to 27th place, while Fox News came in third place. CNN's decline proves that not even a million Americans are interested in being serially lied to, deceived, insulted, and bamboozled. Smug and dishonest anchors combined with misinformation and disinformation is no way to run anything, much less something labeled a news channel. What CNN chief Jeff Zucker has done to destroy the CNN brand is beyond anything I thought possible. One of the country's great brands is now a national punchline and earning fewer primetime viewers than the Food Network. LOL. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.